Hey, John, thank you for calling.
Thank you for having me.
Well, that's if fun. We can start, let's find out who you actually are. What's your biggest passion in life? You've got so many.
Well, that's a good question. You know, I think kind of through my career, you know, kind of musically, my biggest passion is our troops and their families and performing for them and writing songs about their experiences and doing all I can to support our troops. So, for decades, that's kind of been my biggest passion, you know, outside my family and things like that.
Okay. Well, and I guess that will segue right into the song Superman, which after 9/11, that became kind of an anthem in this country. How did you feel about that?
You know, certainly, you know, for a young songwriter, you know, to have his first song kind of take on that kind of cultural meaning was humbling, scary, confusing. In retrospect, you know, I'm glad there were songs like that, you know, that provided solace for the nation after the attacks of 9/11. I was actually in Europe, in England on 9/11, and kind of watched in horror like everyone else. And I didn't realize till I got back to the States how, you know, Superman had really become a song recognizing those heroes that ran into those buildings. So I think that and performing at the Concert for New York, I think early in my career kind of gave me a different look at why music matters and how it can transcend. And I think that's kind of affected me ever since.
You know, amazingly enough, I do a radiothon every year for Children's Miracle Network, and that song is used every year in memorial to a child who's either facing a life-threatening illness or who has passed on during that. And it's always, I have to say, probably the most emotionally charged song with that story that we have each year.
Well, that's, you know, that's one of the blessings of music and how it can move hearts and shine lights on causes. And you know, Superman turned 25 this year.
Wow.
So here 25 years later. But yeah, it's amazing how, you know, the songs still kind of resonate and 100 years still kind of graduations and weddings. And as a songwriter, I think your greatest hope is that your songs kind of stand the test of time, and there's nothing better when they're used in causes to raise funds for what you do. And thank you guys for doing this every year. I mean, credit to you for doing all you can for those in need.
Well, thank you. And then I'll bring one other song up, and I was not aware of this until I started researching. You also wrote Can One Man Save the World, and that was in honor of Zelensky and the fight Ukraine is having with Russia. That's pretty powerful. You performed there, right?
Yeah, it was quite an amazing experience. I kind of wrote the song about the fortitude of the Ukrainian people, and I was asked to go to Ukraine and perform with a Ukrainian orchestra. And we did that. And turns out we did it in a very significant place, a kind of bombed out airport that held the symbol of Ukrainian independence, which is actually an airplane called the Maria, the largest cargo plane in the world. And we put this orchestra in front of this blown up plane and pools of jet fuel and, you know, sang Can One Man Save the World. And as I said, it was very humbling, and you know, to see their fortitude firsthand. You know, one of my favorite stories is the leader of the orchestra was this little woman violin player. She's probably about 70 years old, maybe 5 foot tall on a good day, and she spent an hour, you know, teaching me curse words in Ukrainian and how to curse Putin. You know, so I'm like, you know, there's a reason these folks are standing up to this behemoth, and yeah, so quite an experience, and was honored to do that. And I look forward to going back.
Well, that was my next question. Do you still maintain contacts? This has just been so ongoing. We don't know what's going to happen.
Yeah, I do. I still have many contacts there kind of with the ministry and are kind of keeping tabs on things. And you're right. It just seems like the endless war and it's kind of stalemate. But, you know, there has been some encouraging signs in the last few months. But But you know, like everybody, we pray that it ends, you know, tomorrow, and those folks can get their lives back. It's, you know, when you go to a war zone, and I was actually in Israel when Iran bombed, you know, when you're in a war zone, you see kind of, you know, this year, there's always this kind of monkey on your back, this fear that any second, you know, you have to rush into a safe house. And of course, in Ukraine, there's no Iron Dome, but also people have to go to work. They have to do their laundry. The kids go to school. So you're living your life, but under this constant stress. And I frankly don't see how they do it. I was there for a week, and when I came back, I slept for 2 days and just, to recover. But, this is their lives every day, and I guess that's why they're so strong and they fight the good fight.
You mentioned also the state of Israel. You wrote a song after the those October killings by Hamas, and you went to Israel afterwards, right? Am I right?
I was honored to perform at Hostage Square. I wrote a song called "Okay, We're Not Okay" that kind of became a voice for, for Jewish people around the world that have felt abandoned by the arts, frankly, which in my mind they have been. And again, just an amazing experience to perform at Hostage Square, meet with hostage families. We talked about Superman. I recently did a version of Superman for the hostages, particularly this boy Alon Ohel, who was a amazing piano player. There's actually a piano in Hostage Square. When I was there, I didn't realize at the time, but it was his piano. And
Oh my.
his mother said, would you do something for my son to put the spotlight back on it? And we did, and it was a powerful video. And to kind of close the miracle, I had the wonderful experience of sitting down at a piano and playing Superman with Alon a few months ago. You can imagine there were a lot of tears and a lot of gratitude, and we may be doing that again on America 250. So, boy, as I said, these songs take me to amazing places and
You show such an amazing different side. I mean, we see the mega concerts and those giant
places.
tours, and it's all the music, it's all the glam, and you're showing that other side of what music can be used for.
Well, thank you again. I kind of grew up in the 70s, my age, in my mind, the golden age of singer-songwriters. But, music has always had a place in the culture. It talks about our history. You listen to the civil rights songs of the 70s, and you get a sense of the times. And again, I'm certainly not one of those iconic artists, but, we all tell our story and we all have our passions. And I think, that's what's important. I think it's important to do that. And I think kind of going back to the concert for New York and seeing that firsthand, seeing the Who walk on stage and blow the roof off Madison Square Garden and give those people who'd been down at Ground Zero for a month a reason to release, a reason to cry, a reason to scream. I think that to me is the power of music at its best.
Well, and with all that being said, now you're coming to Ohio. You're going to be doing a concert at MGM Northfield Park at June 13th with Edwin McCain, excuse me. But what are we going to see? What is this experience going to be like? Do you incorporate some of those stories and some of those humanitarian efforts, or is it pure music?
Well, I actually love John McCain too. So,
Okay, there's another one.
I love John McCain and Edwin McCain. But yeah, it's we love the summer rock shows. I have such a great, band, and there's nothing better than kind of being out in the summer and having fun. And yeah, of course we play the hits and we have some fun and, we tell some jokes. But I always do a song for our troops and their families. And I'll certainly mention, we'll play "Can One Man Save the World?" And I think people like to know the context of songs. And but it's, in my mind, the best concert, you leave you sh after shedding a tear, after having a laugh and singing, till your lungs burst. And that's what we like to do. And Edwin, again, such an iconic artist, has such amazing songs. And, "I'll Be" was one of the biggest songs of the late 90s. And, I look forward to hearing that every night. So yeah, and we love coming to the heartland. Look, Fight for Fighting kind of broke out of your neck of the woods, and so it's always great to be back in Ohio and hang with the folks. So we certainly have that date circled.
Man, John, thank you so much for this interview. This was just so enlightening. I appreciate it so much.
My pleasure. Yeah, and if you'd like to come to the show, please be our guest. All right, buddy. Have a great day.
You too. Bye.